Welcome to another Michigan Writers series. This evening is Anca Vlasopoulos, Professor of English, Wayne State University. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Absolutely. Beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Vlasopoulos has written many, many books, varied material. Her most recent is No Return Address, just published by Columbia University. That we will hear some readings from later, I hope. Anca, you have written such a varied amount. When I was reading about you, you have scholarly works, essay, memoirs, poetry, novels, and a mystery?
Yes,
did I hear?
A mystery novel, yes.
A mystery,
yes.
And a libretto to an opera.
Yes.
That is a fantastic range. How do you do it?
Well, I really don't separate the writings as much as is usual in academia. I was just talking about this with my students. I'm teaching a course in the autobiography / memoir, and it's called Text Theory and Praxis. And for the first half of the course, we read books written by memoirists and autobiographers, and we read theory about it, and then in the second half, they write their own, and it's mm-hmm. a workshop, a creative writing workshop. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them that this compartmentalization of creative writing, literature, composition, seems to me very abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, I suppose, in a more European tradition of the belles lettres, where you have to write whatever you write well and beautifully. So I don't see these as being necessarily separate.
I see. It is. It's interesting that the new genre that has come out is the creative memoir that suggests this similarity of purpose. How do you separate? Well, you don't separate, but how do you know what to do next, I guess is what I'm asking. How do you know what shape your thoughts are going to take?
Well, I've always written poetry. I mean, always in the sense that as soon as I knew anything about language, I began writing poetry. So that's something that stays with me. I simply write poetry. I usually write several poems that I want to keep a year. And then I have a collection of short stories circulating now. The scholarly essays, of course, they're always due dates and,
uh-huh.
and conference papers that are sort of the originating impulse for the scholarly papers. And the memoir was something that came about after my mother's death. I really felt that an epoch of my life had ended, and I wanted to record it while I still had
mm-hmm.
the memories.
Mm-hmm. You have just so recently published No Return Address. What are you working on now? Or have you?
Well, actually, I'm working on a collection of poems about Detroit. It's Detroit's tricentennial coming up soon, and I've been trying to collect poems that I've written about Detroit and new ones that I'm writing about Detroit. And it's one of the things that's happened is that the Burton Historical Collection, as you know, was flooded this summer, and it's hard to get access to it. They won't
mm-hmm.
open until December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the work that I'm doing is with what I call the disappearances in Detroit. There are various people who came through Detroit whose traces are still there, but who themselves have disappeared from the area.
Oh, how fascinating. And this is another mystery then.
Well, in a sense.
Historical mystery. You're a naturalized Detroiter.
Yes.
And you came here many years ago, and you stayed. Detroit just grew on you.
I suppose.
Well, this is the Michigan Writers series, and so often we don't hear good things about Detroit. This is a very refreshing attitude for you to take. Can you recount a little bit about how that happened, how you and Detroit bonded?
Well, that's interesting because that's exactly what my two chapters about Detroit in No Return Address are about. And in fact, the last one was published in Peninsula. And
mm-hmm.
basically it's getting to love a place that seemed very alien to me at the mm-hmm. beginning. And mm-hmm. I think it has to do with the connections that I've made with people, but also with a certain grit that Detroit has and resistance that has made it survive even marginally in the worst of times.
I've heard other writers make that very same point. Oh. That's interesting. Tell us the story about the Detroit Public Library and your library card.
Well, when I first came to Detroit, of course, I wanted to read, and I couldn't read English yet. I knew a few phrases, and that was about it. So I went to the downtown branch of the Detroit Public, which has a collection of French and Romanian books, which I could read, and other foreign languages, which I could not. And I wanted to get a public library card there. I had been to the main library, and they gave me a card with no problem. But I didn't know that I didn't need a card for every branch. So when I went downtown, they turned me away.
And they turned you away rudely.
Yes, yes. But the man who was a guard saw me very disappointed, looking dejectedly at my other library card, and sort of grabbed my arm and turned me around and kind of scared me because I didn't know what this was all about, and marched me right back to the librarian and said, "She can take books out. Look, she's got a card."
Well, you've always been fond of libraries and scholarship, and it's very clear.
Yes,
you are. It's apparent also that you're moved by the seasons, even as manifested in the city. Does that show up in all of your work?
It does. I write a lot of poems about gardens, about seasons, and so mm-hmm. on. And people are surprised because they say, "Well, but you live in Detroit." Well, I live one block out of Detroit now in Grosse Pointe, but that's not very pastoral. No. It's still very much the city. But Detroit has a lot of green spaces. It has a lot of single homes, so there are lots of trees. It's a lot greener than people imagine. Mm-hmm. And you really can see the changes. It's also a great migratory path, so I watch lots of birds come through.
Oh, do you? Yes. And there's water there, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Well, can you tell me a little bit? You are so busy teaching at Wayne and writing many, many things. What do you read when you read for pleasure?
Well, let me try to think. I read a lot of books that I'm trying to consider for class that I love, and I reread them in order to see how they would fit into courses that I'm doing. I have to say that at the end of every semester, I return to Jane Austen, and it's
Do
not
you?
A completed semester unless I read a novel by Jane Austen. It calms me down. It gets me into the
me too.
Moment of vacation.
Do you ever go back to Romanian writers?
I really have not gone back. It was a pretty drastic break in terms
and
of family history.
Uh-huh.
I do still speak it, and I read it. And I write it to my relatives who speak mm-hmm. no other language that we can communicate in.